Hi there. The word for you today is when you're a leader. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Jesus said in Luke 22, verse 26, the New Living Translation of the Bible, the leader should be like a servant. Michael Brunner writes about how, as a brash young college student, he attended a lecture by a former U.S. Attorney General. He says, quote, "Afterwards I approached him to see if we could meet for coffee. Well, to his associate's shock, he said, 'How about tomorrow?' We met and talked for an hour, and I peppered him with questions. What famous people had he met? What was it like to be Attorney General in the 60s? When I asked him who was the greatest person he'd ever met, he said, 'I don't think of people in those terms.' He went on to tell me something I'll never forget. He said, 'Don't ever seek to be the greatest. Seek instead to do great things. If you aspire to greatness, your greatness will die with you. But,' he said, 'if you aspire to do great things, your legacy will live on. The only way to do this is by being a servant. Lead by serving, and you'll always do great things.'" Well, Brunner writes, "I was too young in the faith to know that he'd chosen those words from Scripture, and that indeed Jesus was the embodiment of servant leadership. He didn't just tell his disciples what they should do, he did it along with them. As I left the hotel that morning and waited to cross the street, a blind man and his seeing eye dog came up alongside me. I stared at the beautiful Labrador, his senses alert, his sole purpose in life to serve his master. Then the light turned green, and gently the dog led him across the street. Wow, God had sent me a living parable. I learned a lesson that morning that I would never forget. Pursue great things, not greatness. In other words, lead by serving."